Zog der Eilige Mishnah weiter, Masecht des Meister Sheni, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Beis. Because we spoke about whether you can sell Meister Sheni or not, so the Mishnah goes on to another. In Yena, that is the selling of Meister Behema or the selling of a Pchar. What's Meister Behema? There's a mitzvah to separate one out of ten of your Taradika Behemais. Bring up that Meister to Yerushalayim, and over there we shecht it in the Yazara. And with Bailam, eat the Basar in Yerushalayim. A Karban Pchar is the firstborn male animal. It gets its kiddush on its own. You give it to a kayin. The kayin brings it as a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash. Its meat is eaten in Yerushalayim by the kayin. Meiser, Behema, and Pchar have a lot of dinim that are the same. If you say a Zeu Mekayman every morning, so you say a Pchar, a Meiser, a Pesach, Kodeshim Kalim, that's one thing they have in common. Shechitasa Mechol Mokam Bazara, that's another thing they have in common. The Dam and Toin Matana Echos, there's a single application of Dam on the Mizbeach. When it comes to the amount of time that you have to eat it, so here Karban Pesach is different. Karban Pesach you have only Tilchot Sais, but with the Karban Meiser and Bechar, you have 2 days and one night, like Kaddishim Kalm, other Kaddishim Kalm. Another thing that Bechar and Meiser have in common is that the Kedusha kind of comes automatically. By Bechar, as soon as it's born, by Meiser, when it's the tenth one to walk through the narrow passageway, we learned that in Masechtas Pchayrus. And that Kiddush is going to settle on the Behema, even if they have a blemish, even if it's a Balmum. So if the tenth animal that walks through is a Balmum, it gets Kiddusha. If the Pchar is born when it's a Balmum, it gets Kiddusha. But of course, you can't be Makrivit on the Mizbeach. Now, any Kachin, when it gets a Mum, becomes what's called Psulei HaMikdashim. It's left to treat it with a certain amount of kedusha. You can't shear its wool or work with it. But it's mutar biachila. In what way is a blemished carbon meiser, behema, or pchar different than other blemished carbonus, other carbonus that are bali mumim? You don't have to redeem it. Stam is if you have a carbon oil that gets a mum, you have to redeem it. But with pchar and meiser, you don't have to redeem them. They become mutar biachila automatically. So again, we have Meiser Behema, and we have a Bechar. What's Meiser Behema? Every year, a person has to set aside one out of every 10 of his either cows, sheep, or goats that were born in his flock. If they have no mum, he has to bring them to Yerushalayim. It's makabit as a carbon Meiser Behema. If they have a mum, he can just plain eat it. Bechar is the firstborn male animal. That too goes to the kayin. The kayin is makabit as a carbon. If it gets a mum, it could be eaten even without redeeming it. Now let's see our Mishnah. Perik Aleph, Mishnah Beis. Meiser Behema. Ein moichrin oisai tamim cha. You can't sell it if there's no mum and it's alive. Ein moichrin oisai tamim. If it's tamim and it's alive, you cannot sell it because it has to be brought as a carbon. For that matter, v'loi balmum, you can't sell it if it's a balmum, chai, whether it's alive, v'shachar, or you shechted it already. How do we know this? Zakta batanura. It says in the pasuk, "Ach kol cheirim asher yachrim ish l'Hashem lo yamorcha v'lo yigoil." Cheirim is a kind of hegdish. You're not allowed to sell it. You're not allowed to redeem it. By meiser behema, it says, "V'chol meiser boker ritzayin yia kodesh." And we have the same lashon lo yigoil. So we dash an exeris shava that just like by cheirim, which is a type of hegdish, it says lo yigoil, and over there it also means you can't sell it. Here too, it says lo yigoil. And the Torah means you can't sell it. So fine, I have my 10th behemoth, it's my semen, what can I do with it? I can't sell it. What you can do with it? Well, if it's tamim, bring it to Yerushalayim. You mark it as a carbon. And you're going to eat the basar in Yerushalayim. And if it's a balmum, you can eat it wherever you want. So once again, meiser behemoth, ein moichinus, you can't sell it, tamim chai, whether it's tamim, meaning it doesn't have any blemish and it's alive, aloi balmum, and not if it's a balmum, whether chai v'shachet, whether it's alive or you shechted already. Ve'ein makdishim by ha'isha. When a person gets married, he's makadish and isha, he has to give her something that's worth a shavaprut and say a riyat makadishously. Normally we give a ring. Well, if he decides he wants to give a behema, he can't. I mean, a regular behema, you can, but not meiser behema, because that's like selling it. Ha'pchar, in regard to a pchar, says the Mishnah, moichrinoy, so you can sell it. Tamim Chai. By the Bchar, we don't have the Lashon of Lo Yigar. By the Bchar, it says Lo Sivda. So you can't redeem it, but you could sell it. Now, who can sell it? The person that the Bchar was born to him? No, you have to give it to the Kayan. That's for sure. But the Kayan who gets it, he can sell it. So Abchar, Marchanaisa, you can sell it. Tamim Chai. The Kayan can take the Bchar that he got and sell it. Ubalmum, if it's a Balmum, Chai v'shachet. He can sell it whether it's alive or shechted. I don't understand something. I thought the Kayan is supposed to take the Bchar and shechted in Yerushalayim. And you're telling me he can sell it? So he doesn't have to be marked as a carbon? So if you take a look here in the Taisus Yamtiv, he explains, the Mishnah is talking about Bezman Hazeh. Bezman Hazeh, we don't have a Mizbeach to shech the Bchara. So what does the Kayan do with the Bchar? If it doesn't have a mum yet, he allows it to graze until it gets a mum. That's the Bchar, there's a lot of shecht. Vaitra says the Mishnah. Furthermore, Mekadshim by Haisha. The Kayan can use this Bchar to be Mekadshim Isha with it. Vaitra zuck the Mishnah. Now we go back to the Alachis of Maiser Sheni. Ein mechallin meiser sheni ala simon. If I can't schlep all of my payers to Yerushalayim, or I don't want to, I can transfer the kedusha to money. But it has to be money that has an imprint of money on it. If I have a coin that's shaped like a coin, but it's just a piece of metal, there's nothing stamped on it, I can't use it. V'leyala medbeya sheni yaitza. You also cannot transfer the kedusha of the payers onto medbeya, which nobody will take over here. Let's say it's from a different country. No one's going to use it here. You can't transfer the Kedusha of Maaser Sheni on coins that you have no access to. L'mashal, says the Batanurik, I drop my wallet into the Yam. Not just the Yam Hagadol. I can't see. Well, it's down there somewhere. So, okay, the Kedusha of the Paris are on those coins that are laying at the bottom of the ocean. You can't do that. Now, maybe you can talk to hire deep sea divers, but because that's such a difficult thing to do, we don't consider that money that's in your rishas. So chazing over Amishnah, Maiser Behema cannot be sold, even if it's Tamim and Chai, as opposed to a Bchar, which we're soon going to learn. You could sell, the Kayan could sell it if it's Tamim and Chai, if it's unblemished and it's alive. You can also not sell Maiser Behema if it's a Balmum. Makes no difference whether it's alive or Shechted. Unlike a Bchar, where we're soon going to see that it's Mutter to sell it, even when it's a balmum, whether it's alive or shechted. Can't use it to be mekadesh and isha, because that's like selling it, and you're not allowed to sell it. A bchar you can sell when it's a tamim chai, that is, the kayan can sell it. And the Taisus Yamtiv explained that's only bezman hazeh, that you can't be marked of it as a carbon. So the only thing you can do with it is wait for it to roam around and get a mum. So the kayan can sell it if it's tamim chai. And the balmum he can sell, whether it's chai, whether it's shechted. And the Kayan can also use it if he wants to be Mekadesh and Isha with it. When it comes to redeeming Maaser Sheni, you can't use a coin that doesn't have an image on it. That's learned from the Pasek, V'nesata b'kase v'tzarta kese v'yadcha, Chazal dashen v'tzarta lashen of tzura. It may be worth money. It's worth in metal, but it's not a coin. It has to be a coin with a stamp on it. A minted coin. And it has to be the kind of currency you can use over here, not a type of currency that no one's going to accept where you are. That's learned from the Pasuk, V'nesata kesef, you can use the money. The money for Maaser Sheni, b'chala shetava nafshecha, you can buy whatever you want with it. There are certain restrictions we're going to learn about later. But it has to be something you can buy things with. If no one takes it, this particular coin, in this area, it won't work for Maaser Sheni. And it can't be money that's not in your rishos. In other words, let's say it fell into the ocean. You can hire divers to go get it. But obviously that would be very complicated. For that matter, if the money was very far away and you don't have access to it. And that's learned from the Pasuk, V'tzarta, Kesef B'yadcha, that it has to be available to you.